Item number 25, we've reached the end.
Woo. From the Director Department of Health and Human Services, providing an overview of the 2013 requested departmental budget for the Department of Health and Human Services. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Good afternoon, Director Colon.
Good afternoon.
I'm going to go ahead and give us just a two-minute overview. We did receive it in writing, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. This was a tough budget. We had a $6.1 million cost to continue challenge. And so, first of all, I want to thank our staff for really, those that are here, who really helped us meet this budget. It was truly a team effort. So thank you very much for all you have done to help us meet this target. We approached our budget with the following core values in mind. We respect the dignity and worth of each individual we serve and with whom we work. We act with honesty and integrity, adhering to the highest standards of moral and ethical principles through personal and professional behavior. We strive for excellence, implementing best practices and measuring performance towards optimal outcomes. We work collaboratively, fostering partnerships with others and service networks within the community. We are good stewards of the resources entrusted to us, using them efficiently and effectively to fulfill our mission. And we honor cultural diversity and are culturally competent and sensitive. The requested budget maintains core services and strives to increase revenues and efficiencies. Another focus of the budget is to assess and implement best practices. Overall, the tax levy had a decrease of $600,000 compared to 2012. Department of Health and Human Services, excluding BHD, had a tax levy decrease of $2 million, and BHD had a tax levy increase of $1.4 million. Overall, we had 64 positions that are abolished as a result of privatization and downsizing of an acute unit, Hilltop, and a downtown CSP. Based on vacancies, we anticipate about 33 layoffs as a result of these downsizing efforts. Give you some program highlights by division. Delinquency and Court Services, Youth AIDS is maintained at $15.4 million, which is the same as it was in 2012. And this, of course, is contingent upon the state budget. We also want to start a new short-term secure detention program for youth. This will result in a savings of $180,000. First, this is a better approach. It allows the children to be placed locally, which gives them closer access to their families versus having to drive hours to see their children. Secondly, the programming that we have for the children is good programming, all with the intention of helping people live independently and successfully in the community without reoffending. And thirdly, we have oversight, local oversight. So once a child goes to the Department of Corrections, there's no oversight on our part. We're not involved in the discharge planning, programming, or the family relationships that are there. So this saves us money, and it's truly the right thing to do. In disability services, we plan to serve an additional 90 children through the Children's Long-Term Care Support Waiver Autism Benefit Programs. And we'll begin our outreach efforts in 2012 in order to achieve the additional caseload and the revenue that go along with that. 2013 budget also increases the purchase service contracts for funding for birth to three by $200,000. This is something that many of the organizations have been asking us for some time now, that they needed some additional support in order to run the program effectively. So we're very happy that we're able to look for other efficiencies to come up with this money to serve this very important population. DSD also anticipates the receipt of $75,000 in additional revenue related to Medicaid reimbursement for the four-bed crisis stabilization program. Our housing division, we are increasing funding by $110,000 to support two permanent supportive housing developments for persons with mental illness, and this is also consistent with our redesign recommendations. A position is also created to help for housing resources for consumers being discharged in hospitals, shelters, and institutional corrections. This was also another recommendation that came forth from the task force. Inmate medical, in 2012, budget. We had that we were Department of Health and Human Services. We're going to take over MA Medical by July of this year. As you all know, mid-year, the sheriff went to the courts to do two things. To lift the Christensen consent decree, and two, to allow Armour the ability to take over inmate medical. He believes he has the constitutional authority to be able to make that decision. So since he made that decision, of course, we have no longer met with him, so this is not reflected. The transition of inmate medical to us is not reflected in the budget. Behavioral Health Division, start off with the investments, which are significant. The $3 million investments in community-based services. First of all, Supervisor Sanfilippo, earlier on you said that we didn't have a plan for the $3 million. I just want to say that there was a plan. In fact, it was in the budget, in the 2012 budget, very specific, exactly what needed to be spent on the $3 million, and we've executed on all of those initiatives. And those initiatives consist of a community-based stabilization program, 8-bed respite facility, expansion of a crisis mobile team and other community services, a Northside Crisis Resource Center, developmental disabilities mental health respite program, and quality assurance initiatives, all of which total a little past $3 million. I also want to point out that later on you'll see some downsizing. There's been some feedback from advocates saying, well, when you downsize, you need to reinvest that money. I want to say that the county executive was proactive in putting this money in the budget. So in 2012, and the county board. So in 2012, there was no downsizing. This was about building capacity in the community so that this next year we could downsize. So when you look at the downsizing, and I'll talk about that in a minute, it's about $1 million of the closures of Hilltop and the acute care unit, $1 million. We've invested in the community three times that to build that infrastructure in the community so that people could be successful. In addition to those, to that $3 million, we also have $50,000 is included to offer more peer support services and expand the continuum of care for targeted case management. As I mentioned previously, we have this position at $74,000 in housing to fund a community intervention specialist to assist with housing. We also have the $110,000 to support two new supportive housing developments. And also really significant, we have a total of 106 supportive housing units that are available this year and more to come next year for people with mental illness. And it's based on best practice models. This is an effective model of keeping people in quality housing in the community independently and successfully. And lastly, we're also looking forward to adding another 27 beds on a step-down CBRF model that we're currently working on, and with the hopes of maybe having this ready by the end of the year, certainly early next year. The request reflects initiatives and consultation services to work toward joint accreditation certification, and we anticipate achieving this by 2013. This is an incredible amount of work that BHD staff have undertaken, and it's the right thing to do, and I think when we achieve that, we're all going to be very happy moving forward. We also have $2.1 million dedicated to the implementation of electronic medical records, and this system is expected to significantly enhance our IT and business operations at BHD. So now some of the downsizing. We have BHD will reduce Hilltop beds by a total of 24 by July 1 of this year. And this has been something, a plan that's been talked about over the last 2 years, so it's something we're moving forward on. We're going to be working very closely with the state. We already submitted our plan to the state. They've accepted it, and they're really involved from this point moving forward. So we're working with the state, disability services, also family care, because really it's their responsibility to build that capacity, that infrastructure to help us move these clients in appropriate placements with the supports they need to be successful. Along with this, BHD is going to redesign the remaining services at Hilltop with a focus of skill development and community placement. We're also going to reduce one adult acute treatment unit, and that's going to close by April 1st of this year. And there's several reasons for us feeling confident about making this closure. One, we've had a declining census over the last several years. So if you look at 2010, average census was about 85. And in 2011, average census about 75. And in 2012, so far, we're seeing about average census of about 65. So the census has been declining, which would warrant us the ability to close a unit. And also building all this infrastructure in the community is helping us as well. Emergency visits, we talked about the mobile team and how they're really helping divert emergency visits, so that's something that will help as well. You heard early on the partnerships we've had with the hospitals, a significant partnership where they're taking about 40% of the clients that are going through BHT, so that's another significant partnership that we have that's helping us make this decision. And this initiative was also part of the mental health redesign recommendations. We're also, by July 1, are going to privatize a community support program for people with mental illness, the downtown CSP. I know that this has raised some opposition, and some people don't want this to move forward. I'd like to just offer you two things. One is, first of all, I have a sister who is in the Southside CSP, and it's a county-run CSP, and it's done a great job for her, and I'm very thankful that she's been independent, successful in the community for the last 9 years. And one of the things you might hear from those that might be opposed is that the county employees have people that have been here for a long time, and the relationship between the case manager and the client is really important. I agree. In the case of my sister, she's been in the Southside CSP for 12 years and has had four case managers. So it's a turnover of every 3 years, but it's been great, no problems. It's worked out really well. So secondly, I want to say that I worked. We're not experimenting with a community service that we don't have some experience with. We have a lot of community providers that do community support program in a very effective way. I worked for one of them. I was the assistant director for the CSP at Wisconsin Correctional Services, and they serve some of the toughest clients in Milwaukee County. So I feel very strongly as we redesign our system, it's programs like this that you allow us to contract out with the community so that we can save money and then in turn reinvest those dollars. As I mentioned earlier, these downsizing initiatives result in about $1 million of savings, but we've invested three times that, investing over $3 million for to build that community capacity. Consistent with the sheriff's report on safety, we'll have a security staff perform administrative functions at the front desk, and this will include answering and directing telephone calls and checking in visitors. It just really maintains safety at the front door. We're trying to increase our revenue. Just two more points. Medicaid-related revenues are increased by $2.4 million as BHD strives to maximize Medicaid reimbursement from the state. And lastly, BHD will work with care maintenance organizations that support clients at Hilltop and Rehab Central to pay us our cost, because right now they're not paying us our cost. And so we're working with the state. There's Family Care has already submitted is going to submit a plan to the state to help us increase those reimbursements so we can be paid our costs.
Okay. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
You say I'll sound reluctantly when you call on me. I won't talk this long.
No, that's so okay. That's okay.
Mr. Colon, you mentioned that you had a $6.1 million hold just for a cost to continue when you started the budget.
Correct.
Can you tell us how much of that is related strictly to BHD and the services they provide?
Yeah, BHD in particular was 5.1, and the rest of the Health and Human Services was the additional $1
million. So that's a significant percentage increase considering your annual budget. I think it's around $186 million out there. Did you ever compare that to the cost increases in the community-based services?
The cost increase?
Right. As far as, what, you know, our expenses are increasing at a certain rate for the services we're providing. Have you ever broken that number down to see, you know, are we experiencing like an equal proportion of rate of inflation increases, in other words, in our own versus the private, or is there a disparity there?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, that's an excellent question, and typically we haven't given rate increases to many of our providers, so we aren't always aware of what their cost increases are. They tend to have to absorb them within the budget that they're given. Now, when they are RFP'd, we could look at the increase of the proposals that are sent back, but because we usually lock in a rate for at least a three-year period of time, it's hard for us to tell what their cost increases are without asking them for that information. But I can look into that further with our community services branch and see if they've done that separately.
Okay. One of the whole aspects of the plan for reformation has to center around, you know, there has to be a financial aspect involved too. I think everybody's keenly aware, you know, of the money factor. But I think one of the things that we had discussed in the various committee meetings was having a work group to look at the financial aspect, because that's going to tell us, you know, what, you know, kind of help direct us what we need to do in as far as what services and when, based on just quite frankly what we can afford to continue to provide on our own. Because that 5 or 6% increases annually on a, you know, $186 million budget, that's a lot of money every year for you to try to come up with.
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to get clarity on the downtown
CSP.
CSP. Thank you. And just understanding, so this was a county-run facility downtown.
It is a
right, and now we'll be contracting it out. Is it something specifically why we had it downtown, or that area, or?
Yeah, one of the so we have the downtown CSP and the Southside CSP. A few reasons why BHC chose downtown CSP over the Southside CSP. Or first of all, doing both of them just being too much, so doing one at a time was what was advised. And then picking downtown CSP was location. So there's a lot more community support programs, organizations downtown and Northside versus the Southside. So you have the Southside CSP over there. Also the bilingual capacity at the Southside CSP, and the it's larger too as well. So it started off with the smaller CSP in this case.
And if I could just follow up, the Southside location, you were saying it would be difficult to contract that out because there would be vendors that would be able to provide the bilingual aspect?
Yeah. I wouldn't think so. I think that we could, you know, it's probably going to be on the budget maybe next year. So it's a matter of couldn't do two at once because of the work behind that. But the decision was made to move with downtown over this, smaller, the bilingual capacity and location.
How much cost would we be looking at if we did? Southside location, too.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, we would have to cost that out. Right now, we're looking at for the downtown CSP, which is slightly smaller, so just under $400,000 with a closure of mid-year in 2013. So, you know, we can look at that. We have extensive analysis.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And please keep in mind, these are budget initiatives. So you don't know exactly what the county executive will do. He may come out with a budget that includes the CSPs and doesn't close units, but you never can tell. And so we don't want everybody at the Southside CSP and downtown CSP quitting their jobs quite yet. We still need you. Is there any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none. All right. Thank you very much, Director Colon.
Thank you.
Ms. Alec.
Appreciate it.
That is our last item. Unless there's anything further from the committee, we will adjourn until October 24th. Thank you. Yeah.